This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later this week, shareholders of Spirit Airlines will vote on whether to merge with another low-cost carrier, Frontier, or another life path entirely, pursue a rival bid from JetBlue, which has been sweetening its offer. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
JetBlue has spent the last 2 months wooing Spirit shareholders. On Monday, its CEO, Robin Hayes, set his sights on the airline's workers, too.
We will warmly welcome Spirit's 10,000-plus team members into JetBlue if given the opportunity.
JetBlue is promising more jobs, better pay, and no furloughs. Meanwhile, the airline is upping the fee it would pay Spirit to $350 million if regulators don't approve a merger, says Henry Hardevelt with Atmosphere Research Group.
It's an insurance policy for Spirit Airlines shareholders.
JetBlue has already been under federal regulatory scrutiny for a partnership with American Airlines, according to Skift Airline Weekly editor Madhu Unnikrishnan.
Spirit's board has contended throughout this process that because JetBlue is already under the regulatory microscope, its merger offer has little chance of success.
A merger with Spirit, whether with JetBlue or Frontier, would create the nation's fifth largest airline. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.